Where's
I wanna,
Tony?
I want to make sure we bless this family with a good prayer, all right?
The other Tony.
Let's pray.
We all stick together on this.
Let's pray.
All right.
The prayer is for Mary Jean Ortega by Master of Ceremonies Anthony Verdugel of the Redeemed Christian Car Club in Phoenix. It's a club of lowriders.
They nominated me because I've been diagnosed with cervical cancer, 32 years old. This is my second battle with cancer. I have three kids.
A 16-year-old son and two daughters, 10 and 9.
My son's name is Damian. Everybody says Damien, but it's Damian. And Brianna and Haley.
About 50 people gathered on Mary Jean's block Sunday morning. Her family is one of five families given gifts and prayed for by Rollers Only and several other low-riding car clubs across Phoenix.
Literally everybody here just to bless my family and give us gifts, give us money, inviting me into their home. They never met me and they've never met my kids, but they were more than willing to take time out of their day to spend their hard-earned money just to bless my family.
My club came in and we got your guys' family for blessings of the family. So that's what everybody's here for today.
Oh my God, thank you guys.
This is not even it. This is not even it.
This is just the start of it, but we're all right here just to
Welcome everybody.
That's Enrique Fatboy Maldonado of the Rollers Only Car Club in Chandler.
The car club is very family based where we all hang out with each other, Christmas parties, dinners, and stuff like that. So it's a whole other family thing that we do together as a group. So
Enrique is Mary Jean's brother-in-law. He said his wife, Sylvia, Mary Jean's older sister, is the boss.
Everything has to go through her. I always have to ask her, babe, can I get this for my car? How much is it? You know, we're going to have to work towards it.
Lowriders spend hundreds, even thousands on their cars.
Look at that car. That's what you see in Miami. Did you say you were from Miami or whatever?
I'm from Florida.
Florida? Yeah, so they have those cars out there big time.
That's what we build them for, to drive them, to ride them, and to show them, present them at shows. And it's just, it's a very exquisite art form that we do, so.
Cruising on Central Avenue in Phoenix has been banned for decades, in part due to gang life.
I drive with my Bible on the dash.
Does that help?
It helps a lot, yeah. Because, I mean, sometimes they can't read my plaque. You know, we're a Christian car club. But, I mean, there's really nothing to be afraid of. You know, all the car clubs in Arizona, we're all family-oriented. You know, we have our families in the cars, and, you know, we're just here to have a good time and do what we like to do.
That's Emmanuel Valdez, president of Revelation Christian Car Club Arizona. The club will be a year old in January.
You know, I took a different route, and finally, you know, I got into some major trouble with the law. I see a lot of people in my neighborhood that I grew up with that are actually doing, you know, life in prison or, you know, aren't here with us anymore. You know, they're not alive, you know.
Emmanuel was in a gang and served time for armed robbery. He's seen friends shot and killed. He's 28 and been clean for 8 years. His dad is a church pastor and helped him recover. So did low riding.
So back then, there was cruising on 43rd Avenue and Thomas, and we would have to come up 43rd. So, you know, I'm sitting in the car with my parents and my sisters and my brother, and we could see, you know, hundreds of lowriders, you know, and I just remember thinking like, man, you know, one day, you know, I want to own a car like that.
Emmanuel's favorite car is a 1952 Chevy Deluxe, black. In it, he says, he'll play Al Green. Lowriders may be known for their rides, but these cruisers have other priorities. Community, family, and prayer.
They shut my whole block down. Let's say they shut my whole block down. All my neighbors came out and were wondering what was going on. My daughters were so happy. They love cars that are painted, and they always try to model by them. Their dad is actually a painter. So to see all these people, and it's just amazing.
Heather Van Blockland, KJZZ News.